That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Well, the Bombers had the ball at about the 17-yard line with 12 minutes to play. We go to the fourth quarter. Probably know that Nelson got the second-team defense out there, but boy, it'd be nice to see Mount Home put a couple of scores up here in this fourth quarter.
It doesn't matter what defense out there. You got to play hard and keep trying to score and do what you're coached to do.
Fake handoff this time by Tabor as he keeps it on that read option, and he's going to fight his way down to the 10-yard line, a pickup of about 7 on the play.
Well, you see how hard they go for the fullback. You know, he rolled the fullback up in there and stepped around the corner. Wasn't a soul there. He did a good job of turning up the field and then getting a good gain out of that. Junior wasn't in the ball game that time, so.
Bojay was in at fullback. He'll come out, and Junior Williams comes back in. Second and 3 at the 10-yard line with 11:27 to go. Ball is given to Junior Williams. He's at the 5. He's going to barrel his way down to about the 2-yard line before he's finally tackled. First and goal coming up here for Mountain Home.
I really thought he was going to score right there.
I did too.
Got a little pursuit coming in from the inside that they got on him and kept him from scoring.
So a first and goal at the 2 for Mountain Home. Shears in the ball game, one of those tailback positions.
Junior right here.
Yep. Junior left side. He's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Junior Williams on the 2-yard carry for the score. With 10:33 left in this third quarter. A 2-yard touchdown run for Mountain Home. Now the extra point attempt. And Tabor will try this one. Extra point is up and it is good. It's 36-7. It is Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
Bombers getting ready to kick off. This is one of the other new Bombers that just joined the team this week, Quentin Fournay, and he has got a leg. He can get into the end zone.
That's what the soccer coaches were talking about, how he kicks it.
Well, he did. He got it just into the end zone. Fournay with the kickoff into the end zone, and well, by that is, if you get him where he's consistent with that, that's huge. That's big for the defense.
You know, you don't know how huge that is. Instead of going, the opposing offense starting from the 40 or 45 or midfield on a pooch kick or a short kick when they're starting from the 20, that is so much difference. When you have to snap the ball more times to score or get first downs, it's just more chances for turnovers or mistakes.
So the Raiders will start at their own 20. after Fournier's kick. 7:50 left in the ballgame. Kramer checking Smith in a quarterback. Hands it off, a new running back into the ballgame here for the Raiders. Going to take it out to about the 25-yard line. And a running back that time is Marion McFadden. He's a senior.
Yeah.
Picks up five.
And he's probably the third or fourth running back in there, and he still looks like an athlete.
He doesn't run
as hard as the starter, but he's still a good-looking player.
Second and five here for the Raiders. 7:09 left in the ballgame. They'll switch the tackles from one side to the other. Play goes to the left side, and McFadden will run over a defender and has a first down run out to the 31.
Well, the boys back in their secondary, they're going to learn they need to attack the ball carriers. Don't sit there and wait on them. You got to attack them.
First down now for Nettleton. 6.5 minutes left. Raiders up 36-7. And they're waiting. Finally get the play signaled in from the sideline down to 11 seconds left on the play clock. Coach Hampton wanted them to run that down each time. Smith will give it, and McFadden hit in the backfield, breaks out of the first tackle, but guess who was there again, Bob? That was Jose Alonso again making the initial contact, his first game. Foreign exchange student just got eligible this week, and he has played very well tonight.
Played very well. I mean, he squared the ball carrier up that time. Nice tackle.
Loss of one on the play. .537 left to go. Smith, long snap count, hands it off. This is McFadden once again. And McFadden breaks a tackle, and he's gone. He's at the left sideline. Alonso giving chase. He's at the 10, the 5, and he's going to win the race into the end zone for the touchdown. It's a 70-yard touchdown run for Marion McFadden.
And that was just not a very good job of tackling him at the point of attack. We did not wrap up. We hit him two or three times, just didn't wrap up. And like I say, he's a big, strong guy and was able to run through those tackles.
.42-7 right now with the extra point to come. And Golden will attempt this extra point. Waiting to snap, had a player get in there late. Extra point is up, and it's good. 43-7 our score, Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize your home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Three minutes left in the ballgame. It's Nettleton leading 43-7 over Mountain Home. Raiders kicking off. Golden's kick is going to get into the end zone for the touchback. 70-yard touchdown run by Marion McFadden to push the lead to 43-7. The Bombers will get the ball back at their own 20. The clock running with 2:39 to play. New quarterback coming in for Checa. They're just sending the play in. I thought I was say Dawson's about the only quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, he.
They were sending the play in with Daxton Hickman. I looked up. I thought usually quarter they'll keep the quarterback on the sideline. Usually, and coach will give him the play, but Dawson was already in the huddle. The range picked up a little bit here. Here's big Junior Williams straight ahead. Official gets out of his way pretty quick. Kicks it out to the 29, a 9-yard pickup. Second and a yard coming up here for Mountain Home. 152 left to play. Probably about four or five more snaps, about all you've got here. Tabor will give it to Junior again. Junior breaks through one tackle and fights his way out to the 37-yard line, a pickup of 8. And a first down for Mountain Home. I've got that as 12 first downs for Mountain Home and 13 now for Nettleton. Of course, Nettleton's have come on big plays.
Mm-hmm.
You don't rack up the first downs that way.
No.
First down, Mountain Home. Penalty is Nettleton jumped off sides. 1 minute to play. They'll mark off this penalty real quick, and Mountain Home's going to probably have about 2 snaps left here. Light rainfall continuing. Been off and on throughout the game here at Bomber Stadium tonight. First and 5. Straight ahead for Big Junior. Takes it out to the 50. Gets 8. And it's another 22 seconds left. The Bombers will snap it one more time, run a play, and this one will be over. First down from the 50. And the handoff right side is not Junior this time, one of the halfbacks who was into the ball game. It's going to be a first down run at the 40, and time will run out. That was Bashirs on the carry. Seth Bashirs picks up 10 on the carry, and time has run out, and Nettleton wins it 43-7. We'll take a timeout, come back, begin the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Concern for community is one of the 7 cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.